Hello, it's Freakymeister, and today we're going to be talking about the fourth dimension. But before I start, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and email me at freakymeisterpodcast@gmail.com. You can also check out my website at squarerootstudios.com/freakymeister, which is where my podcasts come out first. So, as you heard from the intro, today we're going to be explaining the fourth dimension. In order to do this, we have to make an analogy. This is done very well by a book called Flatland, A Romance of Many Dimensions, by Edwin Abbott. I'd highly suggest you read it, but here's Carl Sagan talking about it in his documentary called The Epic Cosmos.
In discussing the large-scale structure of the cosmos, astronomers sometimes say that space is curved, or that the universe is finite but unbounded. Whatever are they talking about? Let's imagine that we are perfectly flat. I mean absolutely flat. And that we live, appropriately enough, in a flatland. A land designed and named by Edwin Abbott, a Shakespearean scholar who lived in Victorian England. Everybody in flatland is, of course, exceptionally flat. We have squares, circles, triangles, and we all scurry about and we can go into our houses and do our flat business. Now, we have width and length, but no height at all. Now, these little cutouts have some little height, but let's ignore that. Let's imagine that these are absolutely flat. That being the case, we know, us flatlanders, about left, right, and we know about forward, back, but we have never heard of up, down. Let us imagine that into flatland, hovering above it, comes a strange three-dimensional creature which, oddly enough, looks like an apple. And the three-dimensional creature sees an attractive, congenial-looking square, watches it enter its house, and decides in a gesture of interdimensional amity to say hello. Hello, says the three-dimensional creature. How are you? I am a visitor from the third dimension. Well, the poor square looks around his closed house, sees no one there. He surely is getting a little worried about his sanity. The three-dimensional creature is unhappy about being considered a psychological aberration, and so he descends to actually enter flatland. Now, a three-dimensional creature exists in flatland only partially. Only a plane, a cross-section through him can be seen. So, when the three-dimensional creature first reaches flatland, it's only the points of contact which can be seen, and we'll represent that by stamping the apple in this ink pad and placing that image in flatland. And as the apple were to descend through, slither by flatland, we would progressively see higher and higher slices, which we can represent by cutting the apple. So the square, as time goes on, sees a set of objects mysteriously appear from nowhere and inside a closed room and change their shape dramatically. His only conclusion could be that he's gone bonkers. Well, the apple might be a little annoyed at this conclusion, and so not such a friendly gesture from dimension to dimension, makes a contact with the square from below and sends our flat creature fluttering and spinning above flatland. At first, the square has no idea what's happening. He's terribly confused. This is utterly outside his experience. But after a while, he comes to realize that he is seeing inside closed rooms in flatland. He is looking inside his fellow flat creatures. He is seeing flatland from a perspective no one has ever seen it before, to his knowledge. Now our flat creature slowly descends to the surface, and his friends rush up to see him. From their point of view, he has mysteriously appeared from nowhere. He hasn't walked from somewhere else. He's come from some other place. But maybe more interesting is the other direction in dimensionality.
And that direction is what we're exploring today. As you heard in that analogy, in Flatland, or the second dimension, there is no up or down. The same thing can be said for our dimension, in which there is no direction perpendicular to left, right, forward, backward, and up and down. We don't actually see this fourth direction. One of the most used ways to describe this fourth direction is time. We only see one moment at time, for example, but a fourth-dimensional being can see all versions of an object at any given moment. This is a good way to describe it, but not necessarily the fourth dimension. The only way we can see a fourth-dimensional object in the third dimension would be to create a shadow, so to speak, in our dimension. Just like the apple could only be represented by 2D slices in Flatland, a four-dimensional cube in our dimension just looks like a cube within a cube. This is called a tesseract. A tesseract's so-called inner cube is actually farther back in the fourth dimension. Just like when you would draw a cube on a piece of paper, the second square is supposed to be farther back in the third dimension. So that is the fourth dimension explained. I will put all resources in the description, as always, and I would highly recommend checking out a cool simulation of the fourth dimension on Steam. It's called 4D Toys, and as always, the link is in the description. You can email me at freakymeisterpodcast@gmail.com with your favorite part of this episode, or post it in the comments below. And you can check out my website at squarerootstudios.com/freakymeister. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe for more podcasts just like this.